Yo, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Oddball Astrology Podcast. It's me, Jacoby. It's 2:36 p.m. on, what is the day? What is the date? January 9th, 2019. Happy New Year. Freaking, you know, I hope you're excited. I hope everything's going well. I hope you're getting the things done that you want to do. But today we're going to talk about a specific transit in like a natal chart. And that's happening currently in the sky up above. And, you know, just how it's, like, how the effect of it is if a person had it living with it natally. And just, like, you know, if you were living and experiencing it. And so it's called Powerless, when the struggle for power makes or breaks who you are. Bruh, all I can say is that times are tense as hell right now, dog. Like, what the fuck is going on in America? And, like, why the fuck is, like, every place in every continent, people are, like, not even getting treated like humans and shit like that. Like, I just really feel like everyone's, like, trying to define who they are and what they have and, like, prove themselves. And we can speculate, but I'm here to just bring you, you know, some info and ponder on the astrology about what's happening this, like, this weekend and how we can work with this energy that's been just so heavy and so tense and just so, like, overbearing. The reason I think a majority of this stuff is happening is because the sun is, like, headed to join Pluto in, like, the same position of the zodiac, you know, in on Friday, January 11th. And I want to speak about this transit because I actually have it natally, so it speaks to who I am, and I understand, like, how deep and like the back and forth of it feels like. So you can look at your chart before I say this to see if you have any sun or Pluto contacts, less sign, or any of the houses making these aspects, you know, with the, if you have the planets in them to one another. And in the second half of this episode, I'm actually going to like get my vibe and let all of you in on a couple personal stories, okay, that have occurred in my life that, like, speaks significantly to the planetary action occurring the second weekend of January. It's intense as hell. Y'all, so intense. Plutonian energy is do and die. And, also, you know, if you're just vibing, if you're in a legal state, hit that blunt, y'all, because, you know, I had to, you know, I'm legal, I'm 21. I don't condone any misuse, but, just relax, because for real, it's like the energy that's going on right now is really heavy, and it's just for you to basically see where you stand in life and like how you have to prove yourself and, you know, make a way for yourself, you know. And it's going to be a struggle, but at the end of the day, you're going to find you if you keep going for it. So hit that blunt, relax, you know, get your glass of water, I would say. Don't drink alcohol. You know, we gotta stay clean, stay hydrated. Which I need some water. But, yeah, this episode is just sort of a simple breakdown, you know, the difference between a transit and, like, which is planetary action happening while we're living, you know, moving, functioning, and stuff like that. And then a natal transit, which is just, like, a fusion of the planetary action that was happening when we stepped into the world and the energy we carry with us. Like, basically a snapshot of, you know, what's going down with that was happening when you were born and you like live with that energy. So where exactly in the sky is this going to be happening? This is all happening in the sign of Capricorn. As you know, the sun is in Capricorn because we're in Capricorn season, if you know that, and Pluto's meeting, or sorry, the sun's meeting Pluto in the sky because the sun is going to pass by Pluto. Cap energy feels safe, you know, being at the top because it doesn't have to fear looking down and seeing the struggles of everyone around it. It's willing to put itself first because Capricorn energy is the risk and the reward, I would say. You know, like, you're going to gamble on yourself because you know you're going to win. And they're seen as cold because they are the children of Saturn, but that's also along with Aquarius. Knowing all too well, it's best to detach and get distance, so at the end of the day, you can't say everything was lost. That's Capricorn energy. Some things were prevented. And if you look, I have the only astrology book by Joanne Woolfolk, and she says about Capricorn, which I think was so applicable, your remoteness of spirit is often misunderstood by others. It has been described as cold passion, but you are not cold as much as self-sufficient, because you need to organize and control your surroundings. On occasion, you take a strong hand in other people's lives. To you, it's not meddling, but handling things better. And I just thought that was super cool, because I was like, oh, that's so true to Capricorn energy. So what does the sun represent in astrology? The sun, this is where the sun was at, like located in the zodiac when you were born in the world. It's the most known form of astrology, you know, pop astrology, popular astrology. What most people know astrology by, just the sun sign that they were in, because it's like, it became popular because it was just easier for people to know, you know, the sign that they were born in, because it's that birthday and they don't have to do any math or anything, read into anything other than, oh, I was born that day. Popular, but a little tainted. I appreciate sun sign astrology because it's like the first backbone most people hold onto when they first learn astrology, but it kind of deceives half of its readers, like, who follow that stuff, because, you know, according to a concept called sect, it's like a system so many of our ancient astrologers over 1,000 years ago used, but it will let us know that the moon is like more important to people born when it was nighttime, you know? Like the moon is, your moon sign is more important than the sun sign. But then again, your whole chart is. But that's just a simple, you know, misleading thing. There's a bone to be picked there, but hey, it's going to be Aquarius season soon, and I'm not one to ready to start a revolution. I just want everyone to join together because times are already tough, okay? But we do all have our sun and, you know, the sun in our charts somewhere. The sun sign shows what kind of environments and situations light you up, you know, from finding someone you want to fuck with and stuff like that, so which job you want to work. Like, the sun sign shows how your ego or your will pushes out into new experiences, you know, how you get out there and show yourself. That's the sun. The passage of the sun through any house lasts about a month, and its effects are kind of temporary, but it gives an extra boost to that house's matters. So wherever you have Capricorn in your chart, that's where the sun is currently transiting, and you probably have a bit of pickup or, like, you know, showing yourself in that place. But it makes you concentrate towards a series of events that are triggered, you know? It gives you things in that house that you have to deal with. Your sun sign also describes your basic nature and the personality traits that remain constant through the ups and downs of your life. So this is just, like, a bit of, you know, new information from my astrology folks that you want, because we all know the sign that the sun was in when we were born. Well, during this weekend period of Friday, January the 11th, Pluto will be in the exact position of the sign of the sun, excuse me, within the zodiac. So these kids can literally say that they, like, know that they have Pluto and where their sun is, even though it's a generational planet, you know, an outer planet. But because they're right next to each other, they both have their sun and Pluto in Capricorn. These people are going to be very Plutonian. Born this weekend, children with a lot of mystery who will mold into adults with buckets of dark, deep water. I swear, like, they're going to have, like, you know, not every moment of their lives are going to be crazy, but it's going to be deep and stuff like that. And I just wanted to, hold on, because I have something else that I wanted to say. Okay, so listen, I also read Nicholas Campion's book, The Ultimate Astrologer, and he says something great about Pluto. He says, Plutonic individuals often show a passionate interest in the mysteries of life. They tend to be dedicated, persistent, and obstinate in following particular courses of action. Plutonic activities and interests include anything with an element of mystery. Some people take up magic, the occult, spiritual healing, or mystery religion, while others pursue more orthodox scientific investigation and research. In whatever field they are involved, Plutonic people excuse me, make reform and renewal their highest priorities. So yeah, these people are gonna wanna, like, they're going to change. That's the scenes and the environments that they were born with, they're going to mold and they're going to be different. Pluto was discovered in, like, February 18th, I think. Yeah, February 18th, 1930. So, Aquarius season, like, so long ago. Dang. Almost 100 years ago. But Pluto was demoted in August 2006, if you guys remember. And I remember I was just, like, a kid, I guess. Wow. Speaking of how this is, like, the planet struggling to be counted, you know, in value. As if it's always had to prove itself over and over again. And that's Pluto energy. These Pluto people are going to want to find the depths and the mystery of why this place, or just why the existence is the way it is. So what's a conjunction in astrology? If you look at your chart, you can pause this, get a drink of water, but find your chart now, and you will notice your conjunctions occur in the same house of the chart, and if not, they're in connected houses, houses right next to each other, and the planets are no more than 10 degrees apart. To be considered functioning and working with the energy hand in hand, that's a conjunction. From our perspective here on Earth, the points of the conjunction that aspect one another, like the planets, will literally look like they're moving together if we could see them, if you have a telescope. So which houses do you have conjunctions? Although the planets will sort of switch on and off with their energy levels, if one of the planets has more essential dignities than the other and stuff like that, that planet will have more power than the other in the chart and more sway. I can look more into the, you know, your chart with that information if you're curious to see which planets say so has more sway or more power in your chart because it's more dignified or debilitated. But methods of reaching me, you know, are in the description and whatever. You know how to get to me. You know how to talk. So what does this transit mean for our current times? During this time, Mercury will also be conjunct with Saturn in Capricorn, which is going to bring, you know, our thoughts and stuff to reality and whatnot. Like, the situations that people have been, like, blaring on and on about are going to get real. Mercury conjunct Saturn. Under this transit, you may have to say farewell to people who are leaving your life now. This is Rob Hand from his book, Planets in Transit. He says, and this may leave a mark on you for some time to come. On the other hand, this is not a good time to make plans that require a broad overall view because you're just focused on, like, one thing. You can't really see it all. Your viewpoint is likely to be too cautious and narrow at this time. Certain elements of your personality that you are afraid to expose seem so close to the surface now that everything you say is affected by them. So really watch what you say. Everything you say right now, everything you thinking it might just hit reality. That's Saturn, the law, the order. A check to any overly optimistic thinking is going to happen at this time. Like, it's, you're going to get a reality check. So I really think it's interesting right now and just plain terrible that, let me sip of my soda. Excuse my, I was about to say water, but I really think it's interesting that we have this border wall in this whole situation with the, just the government in general not being able to ever find a way to just work together and not have complete, like, the same old faces in the same way over these hundreds of years, you know, like, anyways, just them, like, thinking that they're not gonna wanna do anything even though they've really never done anything in the first place. I just think it's, this is reality striking. This is some Pluto contact because it's like what you've been feeling or what you, like, thought was the self, the government, you know, could be the sun or whatever, for example. Trying to be, oh, this is me, my shine, but now Pluto's like, checkmate, like, bitch, time to transform, time to get it over. And that's just the current times, and bruh, I don't know, I don't want to get into politics really, but it's just like, it really is a fight for those whose way they think is the ultimate authoritative way. Like, it's going to be a struggle, like, for even people who are at the lower than, you know, levels, or like, just in your everyday life, you might have to just go through something with someone you never really thought you'd have to deal with. Another thing is that Centauri brown lady who got clemency, you know, stuff like that, who literally was about to be, like, locked away for life or some shit for, like, killing a dude that, like, raped and abused her for so fucking long. Like, are you kidding me, dog? And, like, she literally didn't get clemency until about this time because it was, like, her reality, or what they were trying to make her reality, was, like, in check. It's, like, it's over. It's, like, that's what will fucking transform in that shit. But that's also Capricorn energy. You're going to shine in some light somehow, whether you like it or not. Like, everything is going to be brought to reality even more so. Capricorn is the 10th house, the highest point in the fucking chart. You know, everything can be seen from that point. And your personal life, real life situations are going to hit their expiration mark. Like, just things you've been going through, you know, a lot of them have probably already started to happen because it's like, Pluto is a check to your reality when the sun is who you are and stuff like that. And it cut out, but this is part two. But so, experiences and, like, moments in time that occur January 8th through the 13th, that weekend, like, this weekend, if you were listening, like, as soon as this comes out, it'll have, like, a lasting impression on your lives, all of our lives. So please be careful how you make people feel during this time, because it will have repercussions for so long, you know, or not even repercussions, just amazing feelings, you know, things, life-changing things are going to happen. That's Pluto energy. Like, it's not just dark, it's not just to take away, it's also to, like, transform so you can have better than you ever had. And it just being in Capricorn, it lets the world hear your, you know, it lets the world hear its peace, like, and then it just lives regardless of however it affected anything else. So it's like, whatever you say will be set in stone and seen by the world. That's Capricorn. This is status. It's the sign of authority. And so, I guess we can get into, you know, the stories or whatever. I just mean, this is one of, like, you know, my most vulnerable placements, I'll say, because it just has, like, made me who I am. Although I don't have it in, like, Capricorn specifically, it's in Sagittarius for me because that's where my sun is. But I know exactly what it's like to live with this energy for real, for real. Like, my life has always felt like I had to fight to prove something. That's kind of the understanding behind this conjunction, just to see how much one can change themselves despite the circumstances that they've been dealt. When I was growing up, basically, it just seemed that everyone wanted to always tell me what to do and the rules to follow, but I never really ever wanted to get behind them. I just remember, like, specifically, actually, yeah, I guess this is part two. I'm about to tell just what's up with this transit and having a natal and just how I've realized it and whatnot. But I remember one day, actually, middle school, I was in the 8th grade, and I had, like, a journal or some shit. And the reason I even started to write in that, like, as a kid, was because everything that I thought I believed in was always, like, getting shut down, or I thought it would get turned into something that everyone else wanted to hear just to make everybody else comfortable or whatever. And I used to think that my character was, like, basically based on how people felt about me. So, like, if I didn't say shit, like, then I wouldn't be affected. I wouldn't have to deal with the crap or bullshit about it. Yo, but my parents actually found that journal one day, and they, like, read it all or some shit. And they were, like, so confused about my crushes on, like, dudes and chicks. Like, in my class, I guess I would, like, write about boys and girls. I can't remember, really, but, I mean, I kind of do. And they just let me know, like, that couldn't even make sense because, like, the only people I should be crushing on was girls or whatever. Yeah, you see how, like, my situation was growing up. I always watch the words you say to a sun conjunct Pluto person because they're going to have a change on that person regardless of whether you like it or not. You probably won't because you'll just be even less in control of them. The more you try to control a sun conjunct Pluto person, the more they're like, you're nothing to me and I'm everything to me. So, yeah, but so they found that journal, told me my life was confusing, and I was like, oh, wow, okay, cool. So I had no idea, like, what to do with that journal or whatever, but I knew I didn't want it, like, around that energy, so I had to get rid of it. In school that day, though, I, like, tossed it and never looked back until now. I just love how time is. Like, time is such a fucking illusion, but I just wish I, like, no, I don't. But it's just funny now how, like, since it's passed and I can reflect on what's happened. Because I didn't think about it then because I was a kid and I don't even think my mind could, like, develop that fast and just think outside the box that deeply. But I remember when I threw that notebook into the trash bin, one of my classmates who was, like, recycling the stuff, he apparently was, like, getting rid of the trash too or something. And all he said was, "You really want to throw that out yet? School's not even over." And I didn't think anything of it then because he didn't know exactly what it was. He probably literally just thought it was like a school notebook and was like, "Why are you throwing it out?" Just being like silly or whatever. But we were just kids and neither of us had explained the situation that was going on to each other. And it was just dropped. Like, I literally like laughed and was like, "Oh, it's just an old notebook or, notebook or something." But then years later, though, time, the first person I ever, like, you know, got it on with, like, had it popping with, had a deeper than friendship moment with, was just that dude from my grade school class who was literally throwing away my dirty laundry, which was, you know, just a notebook. My dirty laundry essay, but that's not right. Like, just my truths that I thought I had to throw away and get rid of. But it was basically that kid, like, or that guy, like, years later when we were both, like, older. And I guess I'll give him a name because, like, I don't want to keep saying him. We'll say LM because now that I've, like, known and we talked about it one time and I did his chart when I started to get into astrology, basically, I waited for so long because I was like, "Oh my God, I know this person's going to have a crazy chart just because of, especially sinister chart with me." But anyways, I just call him LM because he has a Libra moon. I don't care how y'all feel about moons. I just have to look at the whole chart. So he has a Libra moon and he has, that'll be his identification because, you know, I really would die protecting that motherfucker's privacy for real, for real. Even if I, like, don't have him in my life and we're not really, like, on the same wavelength anymore, I just, like, respect him enough because he really helped change who I was and, you know, fuck with myself, help me fuck with myself. But LM also has this Sun-Pluto conjunction, like, this placement natally as well. It's in the same sign as me because we were literally born, like, less than a week apart or something like that in the same city as well. Crazy. But in his 8th house. So what does the 8th house really mean in astrology and stuff like that? I know Wayman Stewart once said that, like, no one goes through life without emotional and psychological scars, unfortunately. And having no planets in the 8th does not mean that you haven't been scarred or damaged. It just means that the damage might not have been as heavy as those with 8th house placements or planets. Still, the 8th house is where one's personal demons lie. And the process of coming face to face with these demons requires you to get down on some raw emotional truths. So basically having Sun and Pluto conjunct each other, which is literally to expose all your raw emotional truths so you can be yourself in the house of raw emotional truths, makes you a deeply profound person or a lot of person with a bit of depth, even if you don't seem like it. But you could say I was one of LM's raw emotional truths. Yeah, yikes. But during high school, I like never saw LM because he went to like the local Catholic school or something. No, he went to the local Catholic school and I just went to like the regular boring public school, high school A, but high school was weird. And it was our senior year and I was serving at the shittiest place in the world. And it's just so funny how everything like revolves as I'm telling the story. But I was serving, let me just sip my water. I'm serving at Steak and Shake. If you know, you know that place is wild. I just hated working there though. It had like been my first job ever and I had kept it for so long and they were just so used to like abusing my time and taking me for granted because they were like, "Oh, we think he'll make, or we think he'll stay here because he wants the money and stuff like that." But bro, now I'm realizing it. I was not even making that enough money for the pain of suffering. I like need to sue that whole company for the pain of suffering. I'm kidding, but like no hard feelings, Steak and Shake. I like your food kind of when I'm like not sober, which is like rare because like I'm I don't even like it when I smoke. So, but yeah, like, I was just not getting paid enough for serving I was doing, and they were just like really abusive over my time and had no respect for me there, and I just hated working there like forever. And this was the summer right before I left for like for college, and so I was just trying to, you know, stack up my money and get that bag because I had no idea how much I wanted to save before I went to school, because I didn't know like what I was gonna be doing, how it was gonna be, if I was gonna like have like, you know, no way to get a job when I went to school. So I was just like, screw it, I must stack up however much I can. But LM would actually show up like every weekend to the Steak and Shake, lit as hell, because him and his friends were like already getting used to the college party life. Like before they had even gotten into school, they were like going to parties and things like that. So they would come in after they had partied drunk as hell or whatever. Although he never really was that drunk around me, but I feel like he really tried really hard to like stay sober in hindsight, but yeah, they would just come in there lit, and I just had no idea that he was even popping up so much. Like I just would be like, oh yeah, here's the drunk kids, because there would always be a bunch of them that would just come. And on this day though, the manager, who had like never ever shown me respect at this job, like Sun conjunct Pluto in the 10th house in the workplace, he was just hating on the fact that I couldn't handle having all these people like to take care of, and I was like the only server on the floor. Like I had like 10 to like 12 or 13 tables, but I was the only server, so it's like I couldn't even like talk to someone and like give them something, you know, or like tell them could they run this tray just in case. Like it was only me. And that's another thing about this transit, people really think that you can always handle so much more. Like, and because of that, I can't handle a lot now, because it's like, just because of the fact that people naturally thought I could take on the world before I like even saw the world. That's just the type of transit this is, and you can see it now. Like everyone wants to, all the Congress members and all the people fighting for all these causes, they want to take on the world, save the world, but this bitch is still falling down. Real action, but that's the point of this, like to find real action, to transform the old, to change the old. And after like my manager had got all up in my face and I was just so over it, like I just went into the bathroom, because at this point in my head I was like, I'm really ready to toss this manager into this fucking fryer, and I don't even really know how to cook like that, but I just knew I was ready to quit and leave this job. And the moment I start to like think about something, yo, it like just stays in my head and never goes away. Like seriously, like Cat Moon, like Cat Mercury, it gets stuck there. And it just like, and it becomes truth. And then I like look up after I had like left out of the stall, because like I was just in there like checking on my phone, like texting. I think I was texting my best friends, or like a couple of my friends in a group chat. I was like, I'm really about to dip, I like can't do this anymore, I hate this shot. And I like go out of the stall and I look up and I like, there's LM just like off. And then I remember I had him text me this years later, because I was like, did you say that right? He was like, yeah, I bet you always doubted I said that, but yeah, I said that to you. And he said to me, when I stepped out of that stall, they want us to save for college and all, and that may be the move for some people's lives, but you'll still get the learning done you need to, even if you're broke there. If you don't have the money to go out one night, you're still gonna have that same goal the next day. And in the moment, I was just like, okay, what? Like, here we go. Like, another guy trying to, like, whisper sweet nothings in my ear right at the most inconvenient moments, as I'm at work ready to, like, burn the bitch down while I'm ready to go to college, like, weeks or, like, months or, like, a month and a half away. And I was just shocked also, because, like, this dude that I hadn't seen in forever and, like, never really paid attention to in my life was, like, telling me that I was, like, worthy of, you know, enough in myself that I could, like, do whatever I wanted to do. And that's how time works. Like, it's always so interesting. Like, the ones you don't, like, try to, like, hawk down, like, the ones that are meant to be there and come into your life, like, they'll always come. Like, you can't go out searching for magic, you know? Most of the times it just comes. But that's just me being stupid and corny. All I said to him, though, because I'm always so corny on the spot, bro. Like, I was like, I'll get your spool, but then I'm quitting the spot. Like, that's all I could say. And he was just like, he just nodded and laughed because he knew that I would have definitely said more if I had, like, time and if he hadn't just, like, hit me in the face with that life-changing sentiment, you know? I'm just kidding. Sweet nothings. But no, he just, like, got that. He, like, knew that I was about to go change myself, so I didn't have to, like, deal with that anymore. But, yeah, I made a scene. I went telling off all my managers who had, like, been fucking me over the whole time I was there exactly how the fuck I felt. And the customers in the store were laughing, thinking it was funny. But I just was like, you know, I don't care. This is, like, this job's a joke, so we can all laugh together. And I just remember making eye contact with LM, and I knew he had, like, set me off to, like, a different place, to a transitional place. And that's when I was just like, well, this is when I'm doing something different in my life, and that person's kind of cool because they helped me realize I could do something different. But simply put, I went to my first, like, real party ever, like, that night. Yeah. I soon found out, though, that LM had a lot of, like, dark shit he was carrying around during that time, just like I was. So I was like, we definitely were meeting at the right time or whatever. And I don't know if you believe in all that shit, but we're not here to discuss and debate that. But I realized that the energy was there and just so intense between me and people who were gonna have, like, a major effect on my life, knowing that I know now about him also having this, like, placement in his eighth house, you know, the raw, gritty truths. I could tell you guys more if you would like to hear, but I just wanted to say that this is the deep energy of this transit. Like, this is Sun conjunct Pluto. You'll see in the coming weeks after it occurs on January 11th. So just watch what you say this coming weekend, January 11th to 13th. Everything you say will have a turnaround. Everything you make people feel, however you make people feel, the actions that you do, they're going to have an effect. A lot of moments, people are going to be proving themselves, and a lot of deep, you know, like, convictions, a lot of finals. Like, this will happen, like, a lot of endings. Things that won't last, things that aren't meant to, you know, keep being in the simulation in the universe, they're going to go. If you just want to learn more about my services or anything like that, if you just want to talk to get to know more or have more insight about astrology, you can go check out my new website, actually, where I'm going to be starting a more regular project, which you can go check out, but it's going to be astrological advice, and it's called theplanetarytimes.com. You should just go check it out for yourself. Just go see. It's pretty chill over there. And I just hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And please feel free to let me know if you want to do another aspect breakdown with a story that's happened in my life, just so that you can more deeply understand planetary movement currently happening in the sky and what its natal effect and how it looks and feels living through someone's life. Because we all have these dynamic, you know, planets and dynamic transitions in our lives that always are occurring. Sometimes things are really bad, but sometimes things are really good. And it's always going to flip, but it's always going to make you better. That's the whole point. I'll be around, though. Talk soon.